Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. What if you could be invisible? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever wished you could turn invisible? Most kids have. Why? Because if you're invisible, people can't see you. You could sneak cookies from the kitchen, stay up past bedtime, or play hide and seek and never be found. But think about this. Being invisible could also mean doing good things without anyone knowing, like helping someone pick up their books or writing a kind note, and never telling anyone it was you. Did you know that the Bible talks about something kind of like being invisible? In Colossians, it says, "You died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." What does that mean? It means that when you believe in Jesus, something amazing happens. God sees Jesus instead of your mistakes. Your sins? Gone. Invisible. Jesus died on the cross to take them all away. And now? Your future with Jesus is already safe. It's like you've already got a seat waiting for you in heaven. Even if people don't always see your good choices or love, God sees it all, and He's proud of you. So how do we live like people who already belong in heaven? The Bible says we should put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, and remember that Jesus is our life. That means we care more about the people Jesus loves and care less about ourselves and things for us. Here's a way to picture it. Imagine you went on a trip to another country. You had to use their money while you were there. But when it's time to go home, that money isn't useful anymore. What do you do with it? You leave it for others who can use it. Think about God stuff, not just world stuff. Remember that your old life is gone, and now, your real life is safe with Jesus. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.